And what you see now is a whole different environment of more acceptance of sexual assaults in party situations or in dorms, and that has to end. And there's no way a parent like myself should feel that they're sending off a young daughter to an environment that does not protect them. And the governor, as father of three daughters, knows this, had two daughters who are in college right now, and this issue has been elevated in all of our minds as something that we need to address from a multifaceted approach. It's about prevention. It's about trying to change a culture that young men come to campus with. We make sure that they treat women with respect. It's also a culture of friends, you know, how you're going to look out for your friends and make sure if you see them getting into a vulnerable situation that you actually step in. So I was very impressed today to say that there's campuses like Lemoyne where they have a very intensive training program called Relationship 101, which has become a national model for other universities, and they role play and they talk about it, and then there's follow through. And the RAs that were here today have a responsibility to impart this to other students as well during the course of the year. If they hear something, see something, they say something. And that's how we're going to get to the bottom of this. Change the culture, let victims know that they have a support system that'll look out for them and not make them feel that they're guilty, that they've done something wrong. That's got to change. And know that if necessary, there's legal recourse available to them as well. So this is a education process for myself and people who are involved in this, promoting the women's equality agenda. And this is going to go on for the next couple months. I've been meeting people all over the state in this environment. Just did this in New York City a couple days ago. And the whole purpose is to gather information and perspectives from the young women who are actually on the campuses, who are having to deal with this on a regular basis, what policies they want to see changed, what they think are the solutions. And we'll incorporate that into the SUNY proposal, which the governor proposed last month, and we expect to see the recommendations by the end of this year. So it's part of education for me. I'll take these ideas back, but also to use these young women as a resource for all of us, if necessary, to get the message out in a more aggressive way that this is not going to be tolerated any longer in the state of New York.
So this element of openness and discussion is something that we didn't see in that plan originally?
Well, this is part of it. The SUNY proposal that was adopted with the governor a month ago had about five or six specific points dealing with the definition of consent, dealing with advocacy, dealing with a bill of rights for victims, training programs, and also immunity for people who may be in a situation where they won't come forward because they themselves have been drinking or violating a campus policy. That's on the table with SUNY right now. That's being refined, and we're expecting the final result. What I'm doing is actually hearing from actually students on campuses all over the state of New York to get their perspectives on those proposals, but also what are we missing? You know, we don't pretend to have all the answers, and I believe they do. They have a better insight into how we change the culture, how we get other students to treat each other differently, look out for each other. But if something does occur, that we take care of the victims, that they feel the security and comfort to know that their administration is actually on their side and will look out for them.